Alright, we'll say good morning. Today's daf is daf vav. We are picking up at the two dots on daf hey amud beis. A lot to do today. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom. 5b. So we'll say our shir today is sponsored by Milt and Melanie Gertner in honor of a birth of a grandson. Baruch Hashem to their children, Craig and Miri Gertner of Detroit, Michigan, and big brothers Ruvain and Zev. I understand it's going to be a Tanis Esther Bris, Emir Tzashan. Shebi Zocha Lachniso Bevi Social Avram Avinu Bizmano, Legadlo, Letorah, Lechupo, Ulamasim Tovim. And also to thank the Dafyomi, sponsored by the Haber family, in commemoration of the yard site on the 6th of Adar of Mrs. Haber's mother, Chava Bas Mordechai. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an Aliyah. So I'll say, so with that, let's begin. So again, Daf Vav is today. So we're picking up from Ham with Beis, 9 lines up from the bottom. Amr Shmuel. So we'll say a couple of very interesting cases. Amr Shmuel. Bikidushin, Nasan La Kesef Eshav Kesef. So remember again, we'll say, let's say in the following case of Kiddushin, a man is giving a woman Kesef or Shava Kesef, money, or I should say monetary equivalent. Va'amrla, Hare At Mikudeshes, Hare At Meureses, Hare At Li Leintu. Man says, sir, you are Mikudeshes to me, you are Meureses to me, you are to me a wife. Hare Zu Mikudeshes, she is Mikudeshes. All of these wordings work. Hare Ni Isheich. But if he says, you are my wife, excuse me, I am your husband. Hareini ba'aleich, I am your baal. Hareini aruseich, I am your arusa. Ein kan beis michush. So we'll say, these wordings are absolutely irrelevant. Ein kan beis michush, Rashi says, ein kan afilu safe kiddushin. So we're going to see again, these type of wordings, where the husband is saying, I am your husband, I am your aruseich, I am your ba'aleich. So these wordings are absolutely meaningless and do not affect kiddushin at all. V'chein begirushin, and the same applies ultimately with divorce. Nasan la, if he gave her a get, va'amar la, hari at mushlachas, hari at migureshes, hari at mudaris tachal adam. If he says to her, you are sent away, you are migureshes, you are divorced, you are permitted to every man, harizu migureshes, then ultimately, this is proper wording for affecting divorce. Any isheich, any ba'aleich, any aruseich, if he says, I am no longer your husband, I am no longer your baal, I am no longer your arusa, in kan beis michush, this verbiage, these wordings are absolutely meaningless. Amar li rav papa l'abaye, l'memra, disavar Shmuel yadayim shein mochichos habyan yadayim. So Bosei, is this to say that according to Shmuel, yadayim mei mochichos, so Bosei, remember, we've had this many times. Yadayim shein mochichos means partial ambiguous statements. Partial ambiguous statements. So is this to say that partial ambiguous statements are ultimately, again, havyan yadayim, are proper statements. So again, we'll say, what Rav Papa is inferring over here is that lamaisa, again, these statements of hare at mikudeshes, interestingly enough, what Shmuel does not have in these phrases is what? Is one word, li. It just says, you are betrothed, but it doesn't say to me. So this says, Rav Papa, seems to be a partial statement. So is it true that then Shmuel holds that partial statements are effective? Is that true? Vahatna, but we learned, ha'omer ahei. If a person says, I will be hareze nazir, this is effectively a kabbalas nazirus, an acceptance of a Nazirite vow. V'havinan baba. The Gemara asks, how do we know that? V'dilma aha ahei betanis. Maybe he's saying, I want to fast. V'amar Shmuel, v'hu shaya nazir over lefanav. And Shmuel said, the case of Yerabose where he says, I will be, and he becomes a nazir is what? Is a case where there was a nazir passing in front of him. Taima the nazir over lefanav. The reason why he becomes a nazir is because there's a nazir passing in front of him. Ha love hachi, but if the nazir were not passing in front of him, lo, then ultimately again he would not become a nazir. So we'll say, what do you see from there? You see from there that yadayim shein mochichos lahavi yadayim, that partial statements, partial ambiguous statements, are in fact not effective. Therefore, using that logic, when a man says to a woman hare at mikudeshes, but doesn't put in their li, then perhaps I should make the argument that such a statement is not effective for kiddushin. To which the Gemara says, "Hachamai askin and amar li." Oh, what's the case? The case is where he said, "Hari at mikudesh li." He's saying, "You are betrothed to me." So the Gemara says, "Ihachim haikamash malan." So we'll say, so if that's the case that a man says, "Hari at mikudesh li," you are betrothed to me. So then, what's the chiddush? Then why does the Braisa, why does Shmuel feel the need to go out and tell me that this is an effective way to mekadesh a woman? To which the Gemara says, "So my kamash malan, hani tap above, hani lishni basrei kamash malan." We'll say, because the truth is, Shmuel is just bringing these earlier lishonos, "Hari at mikudesh li." Hariat Mu'urasesli, those are the obvious ones. The real chiddush that Shmuel is teaching me, Rabosai, are the last three. Harini Aruseich, Harini Isheich, Harini Ba'aleich, Harini Aruseich. I am your husband, I am your Baal, I am your Arus. So again, Shmuel said that these statements are meaningless. Why are these statements meaningless? Hachaksiv kiyikach velo shiyikach esatzmo. Because we'll say this is very interesting. The Torah, when speaking about marriage, says kiyikach ish isha, when a man shall take woman. In other words, we'll say that the formulation for effecting kiddushin is only good when the husband takes the woman onto himself. But if he takes himself onto her, so to speak, then what? Then such a lashon is not effective for kiddushin. Now, what does it mean practically? So if he says, "Hari at mikudeshes li," he's taking her to him, that's effective. But if he says, "Hareini ba'aruseich," I am your arusa, giving himself over to her, again, it's just a biblical technicality, it does not work. Similarly, v'hacha ksiv, by gerushin it says, v'shulcha v'lo shishlach esatzmo. Furthermore, by divorce it says, he will send her away, but not that he will send himself away. So therefore, again, if he uses the lashon of hareat mushleches, hareat migureshes, hareat mutaris choladam, you are sent away, you are migureshes, you are mutaris everyone, that's fine. But if he says, "I am no longer your husband, I am no longer your arusa, I am no longer your baal," he is sending himself away so to from the marital union, such a declaration does not work. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanon, hareat ishti, hareat arusasi, hareat kinu yali. So we'll say, so now the Braisa goes through some more lashonos. The husband says to his wife, "You are my wife, you are my arusa, you are acquired to me." Or he says, or mikudeshes. We'll say all of these phrases work to affect kiddushin. However, let's say he says, "Hari at shali." Let's say he makes a funny statement, "You are mine." "Hari at birshusi." "You are in my rishus." You mean you're in my domain. "Hari at zikukali." "You are tethered to me." Mikudeshes. Then the Maisa again says the Braisa, These phrases, this verbiage works as well to affect kiddushin. Says, "I don't understand." "Belesnu kula kechado." Why did you break up these two things into two sets of three? Why don't you just list all of them as one contiguous list of six? To which the Gemara says, "Tana tlas tlas shaminhu." To which the Gemara says, because they both say, this is how the Tana heard them. The Tana who's relating this in the Gemara heard these as two separate statements of three. So therefore, again, how he heard it is ultimately how he's relating it. I'll say, no, it's an interesting Musa. You know, sometimes we try to find deeper meanings in things, and sometimes things just are what they are. You know, the Gemara says, why did you say it like this? Why two groups of three instead of one group of six? That's how he heard it. He heard it in two groups of three. That's how he's relaying it. An interesting idea. So the Gemara goes right there. So listen to this. Now the Gemara is going to ask about some other types of verbiage, some other types of lashonos. Are they effective or not for the creation of kiddushin? Say, "Boyelahu, miyuchedes li mahu." What happens if he says to her, "You are miyuchad, you are singled out for me"? Miyuedes. But says, "Say miyuedes" literally means like you are known to me. Mahu, ezrasi, you are my helpmate. Negdasi, you are opposite me. Atsurasi, literally again, you are gathered to me. Mahu. Salasi, you are my rib. Mahu. Sigurasi, you are closed beneath me. Mahu. Tachtai, you are under me. Mahu. And if you notice, by the way, these are all the lashonos that play on the pasuk of Adam and Chava. Right? He calls her a rib, right? Because the Ibn Shom created Chava from a rib of Adam. Right? Torah says that Kosh Baruch Hu closed off Adam's side after he took the rib. So again, if a person uses these type of lashonos, which again are not obvious lashonos, it's not really clear what exactly he means, but again, it's a little bit of a play on the biblical episode of Adam and Chava. Do these lashonos work? Likuchasi, you are taken by me. Mahu, what's the halacha? So we'll say, so what's the status if a man used any of these lashonos to affect kiddushin? Does it work or not? So the Gemara says, I'm not sure about a lot of these, but Poshut miachad, I can answer one of them. This sanya, because we learned, ha'omer lekuchasi harezim mikudeshes. If a man said to a woman, you are taken unto me, it is mikudeshes, she works. Why? Mishum shenemar, kiyikach ish as kiyikach ish isha. Also, I'll say, so again, at least one of the cases we can answer why. Because if a man uses lashon of lekuchasi, you are taken unto me, there we assume he's mamish using the biblical lashon of marriage. Ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a woman, and therefore again, she is in fact mikudeshes. Iboilu, to which the Gemara asks another kasha. Charufasi mahu. Both say, what happens if he used lashon of charufasi? Now, remember, we know that wording of shifcha necharefes liish, which is talking about, again, a maidservant who is designated to marry a particular man. So the way the Torah uses charufa is designation. Designation. So what happens if he says, this is the money and you are my charufas, you are my charufa? Does that work or not? Tashma, tisanyo ha'omer charufasi mikudeshes. The Braisa says, if a man says to a woman, you are my charufa, literally, you are designated to me, then it works. It works. She's mikudeshes. Why? Shekein be Yehuda korin la arusa charufa. Because in the tribal area of Yehuda, they used to call an arusa a charufa. So the Gemara says, Yehuda havi ruba da'ama. So who cares? Right? So what? Yehuda's now the whole world? Right? So meaning, the Gemara says, what a strange thing to say. So that's fine. Meaning, I understand if I'm in Yehuda and I use that lashon. What if I'm not in Yehuda? What if I'm somewhere else? So just because in Yehuda, they go ahead and they say that what? They say that charufa means arusa, so that should work for the rest of the world. To which the Gemara says, hachikama, this is what it means to say. Ha'omer charufasi mikudeshes. If a man says to a woman, you are my charufa, she is mikudeshes. Shine emar, v'yishivcha necharefes li'ish. Because the Pasuk uses that Lashon Rabosai by a maidservant who was designated for a particular man. Va'od, and furthermore, b'Yehuda korin la'arusa v'charufa. In Yehuda they call an arusa charufa. The Gemara says, one second, v'Yehuda va'od l'kras. We'll say, you understand that, read? The Gemara said, if a man says charufasi, charufasi to a woman, that's proper kiddushin. Why? Because the Torah uses that Lashon when speaking about designation of a maidservant. And furthermore, in Yehuda they also call a charufa an arusa. So she says, I don't understand. If you're basing it on a pasuk, then what? Then what? Then who cares what they do in Yehuda? It's almost like you're bringing up the practices of Yehuda to back up a pasuk. You have a pasuk. You have a pasuk. Alachikamar. This is what it means to say. Ha'omer charufa bi Yehuda mikudeshes. If a man uses the lashon of charufa when in Yehuda, it works. Why? Shekein bi Yehuda korim la'arusa charufa. Because in Yehuda, they call the narusa acharufa. So we'll say, so therefore again, halacha l'maisa, what the Gemara essentially says, and this is actually very important, is that there are two essentially categories of lashonos with which you could affect kiddushin. There are general lashonos that are global in nature. They could be used anywhere because, again, they have a global understanding. Then there are what we'll call regional lashonos. Regional lashonos are based on the way that people speak in different locales. Therefore, again, if you have certain expressions used in certain places, then they lemaisa will be able to affect kiddushin in those particular places. So, for example, in a place like Yehuda, where they use the lashon of charufa to mean kiddushin, then it'll work. But what do we infer from this? If, let's say, outside of Yehuda, in the Galil, if you used charufa, then it sounds like what? Sounds like what? Sounds like, again, it does not affect kiddushin. It's just an important idea. But my asking them. So both say, so the Gemara goes back for just a moment. But my asking them, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bahanach lishni dekami bailan, ihavu kiddushin olo, hechi domi. So let's remember again, the Gemara raised a whole bunch of questions, right? If a man uses a lashon of like miyuchedes, miyuedes, ezrasi, negdasi, atzurasi, tzalasi, sigurasi, tachtai, tefusasi, what's... Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. So what... I'm sorry.
We take the coffee down before...
You have to have more faith in your father. He can handle it. So we'll say, so now the Gemara asks the following. So the Gemara says, again, with all of those lashonos that we asked about before, all of those different lashonos, right? So I'm asking on what's the case. Remember, we'll say, in all of those cases, these are a little bit of like nondescript phrases that we're not exactly sure what they mean. Do they mean kiddushin or something else? What's the context? So the Gemara asks the following. So let's take one example. A man says to a woman, A man says to a woman, let us borrow one from here. Hari at tsalosi. You are my rib. You are my rib. Right? It's a great line. Right? You are my rib. So we'll say, so the shaila is, so like, what's the context in which that statement is being said? Because we'll say, again, remember, context means everything. So if you're talking about over here, b'she'in medabri ma'iske gita v'kidusha, if we'll say, so actually the Ritva removes gita from over here. So let's just go with kidushin. So if they're talking about marriage, excuse me, if they're not talking about marriage, then mina yada mai kamala. So we'll say, so if this man and woman are not talking about marriage, and he says to her, you are like my rib, so she's going to say, I don't know if I should slap you or say thank you, right? I don't know what that means. That statement ultimately, again, is a meaningless statement. Ve'ela b'medaber, my primary, right? Ve'ela b'medaber ima al iskegita. Right, he's telling her, I'm hungry, right? So ve'ela b'medaber ima al iskegita v'kidusha. So we'll say, so it must be that what? It must be that the case that we're dealing with over here is that they're already discussing marriage. They must be discussing marriage, and therefore, again, afagav delo amrla nami. So we'll say, now here's the difference. If they're already discussing marriage, then here's the interesting part. He doesn't have to say anything explicit at all. Why? How do we know that? This now, listen to this. Hayim edaber im ishal iske gita v'kidusheha v'nasan la gita v'kidusheha. If a man was discussing with a woman about matters of divorce or matters of marriage, v'nasan la gita v'kidusheha v'lo perish. And the soul said, listen to this case. Let's leave out the get for just a moment. Let's say a man and woman are talking about, they're not yet, there's no kidushin yet, but they're talking about what are good wedding dates. What caterer should we use? Or where? What hall should we rent? And then in the middle of this discussion, he doesn't say anything, but he gives her kesef kiddushin. He gives her money. So we'll say, so now, there's a conversation happening about marriage. He's given her money in the midst of that conversation. But yeah, what? What's missing? There's no declarative statement of hariat mikudeshes li b'ma'ozu, with this money. So what's the status of that conveyance? Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo, Rabbi Yossi says it's good, meaning you don't need an explicit statement. Why not? Because context. Because since you're talking about marriage, and he gives her money in the midst of this conversation, the context of the conversation tells me that it's kesef kiddushin. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Tzarech lefarish. Rabbi Yehuda says not true. You have to explicitly state ultimately what it is that you're talking about. In other words, it's not just enough to rely on context, but rather, again, he must explicitly say, Hare at mikudeshes li b'ma'ozu, that you are mikudeshes to me with this money. V'amra funa amr Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. And if we're saying Shmuel, we'll say that's what? The halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. And this is the halacha l'maisa what? If they're talking about marriage, if they're talking about inyanim of marriage, and he hands her money and does not make a declarative statement, that in fact works. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, going back for just a moment, say if they're talking about marriage and he says something like, you're my rib, so of course they make kudeshes. Why? How do we know that? Because even if he didn't say anything and he gave her money, she would be mikudeshes. So the Gemara says, Amri, li'olam b'medaber imal iske gita v'kidushem. So therefore, the case must be that they're talking about marriage. So listen to this. V'idi yav lavishas sekachanami. So we'll say, here's a fascinating mussar. So if they're talking about marriage, and he didn't make any declarative statement, but just handed her money, everyone would agree that what? That she's mikudesh, the kiddushin works. Hachamai askinon, di'yahiv la, va'amri le bahani lishni. But here we'll say the problem is what? He gives her, they're talking about marriage, he gives her the money, and he makes a statement like, you're my rib. You're my rib. So the Gemara says, v'hachi kami bai lahani lishni, the kiddushin kamar la, odim ala malacha kamar la. So we'll say, so the shayla is that what? The shayla is, what's the nature of this statement? Is he ultimately affecting marriage? Or is he saying that ultimately, again, I'd like you to come work for me? Others will say, what the Gemara is saying over here is, I know that this lashon means some type of connection. I just don't know the connection. So we'll say, there's an incredible musr. The incredible musr is, sometimes when you say too much, you actually create incredible ambiguity. Sometimes the less said, the more is understood. So here's a perfect example. They're in the midst of talking about marriage. If he says nothing and gives her kesef kiddushin, then what? We pass like Rabbi Yossi, that what, Rabbi Yossi? That's what? She's mikudeshes. Why? Because the context clarifies for us the conveyance of the money. It's understood that it's kesef kiddushin. The problem is, even if there's context, they're talking about marriage, but he throws in using one of these lashonos that we're not sure exactly what it means. I don't know what it means. Hari asked, "You're my rib," or "You are," or "Lukachasi we took," or "You're under me." You're taking. So what does that mean? What is he saying to her? I'd like to acquire your ma'aseh yadayim now. I'd like to acquire your earnings now. I'd like you to come work for me as in marriage. That's the ambiguity. To which the Gemara says, "Teiku." So we'll say. So the truth is again, the way he passes halacha lemaaseh is the following. Halacha lemaaseh. If they're talking about marriage and he says nothing, he doesn't say a declarative statement, but gives her money, halacha lemaisa, she is mekudeshes. Because the context of the conveyance clarifies the nature of the conveyance. If, however, he says one of these ambiguous lashonos, then in fact it'll be safek mekudeshes. Then we're not exactly sure what to do with her in that situation. We'll say safek mekudeshes is a serious state, because essentially she has the chumras, the stringencies of being married and being unmarried as well. Gufa. We'll say that Gemara goes and restates the machlokes he had before. If a man is talking with a woman about matters of divorce or matters of kiddushin, I both say, I just want to point out something very interesting. This is not a primary topic, but it's important. If you notice, get is being thrown in here. So I know what you're thinking to yourself. I know exactly what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking better than you know what you're thinking, right? Which is what? What you're thinking to yourself is, one second, why does get need any declarative statement, right? Right, good. Right, why does getting so the kiddushin I know needs a declarative statement because kiddushin needs expression of das. Why does get so? Basically, remember again, get does require. The Gemara discussed this. Get does require a declarative statement because we have to know that the husband understands what it is that he's conveying and if the husband is giving this with full das. That's why get is mixed into all of this as well, even though it's not our primary topic. So basically, now the Gemara is going to restate the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda. What's the case? A man was talking with a woman. Let's just go with kiddushin. A man is talking with a woman about matters of marriage, talking about the wedding date, right, the hall, the caterer, and he gives her kesef kiddushin, but doesn't make a declarative statement of hariat mikudeshesli. Rabbi Yossi says, it works. It works. Context clarifies conveyance. Rabbi Huda Omer, Sarach Lafarish. Rabbi Huda says, no, you have to explicitly articulate the nature of the conveyance. Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, Vuhusha, Sugin Ba'ose Inyan. So first of all, Rabbi Huda said, Mishmuel, this only meaning when Rabbi Yossi says that the context clarifies the conveyance and he doesn't have to make a declarative statement, that's of course only assuming that they're already talking about marriage. V'chein Amar Rabbi Loz, Amar Rabbi Hoshia, Vuhusha, Sugin Ba'ose Inyan. So Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Hoshia, that it only works if what? If they're mamish talking about marriage. So the Gemara says, Kitanai. In reality, this is a machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Omer, Fuhusha Sukin Ba'osa Inyan. Rabbi says that Rabbi say, when does Rabbi Yossi hold that if you just give over the money without an explicit statement that it affects Kiddushin? That's only if they were already talking about marriage. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afa Pisha'in Asukin Ba'osa Inyan. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon says that even if they're not talking about that particular matter, v'ilav da'asukin ba'osa inyan minat yada maka amarla. But one second, how does that make sense? If they're not talking about marriage, so let's imagine this following scene. They're not talking about marriage, and he goes ahead and he just gives her money, either with no statement or with one of these previously stated ambiguous statements. How in the world is she supposed to know what this money is for? Amar Abaye me'inyan le'inyan ba'osa inyan. So to which Abaye says, what's the case over here? Look at Rashi. It's actually right across in Rashi. Me'inyan le'inyan. Shepasku miladaber b'kiddushin mamish. They stopped talking about actual kiddushin. Ve'en medabrim b'dvar macherim. Umiu ledavar tzarchi zivugam haya. Kimo kama yeshlecha nedunya. Ve'kama salos yeshlecha esparnas mehem. So what happened? They stopped talking about marriage, about the plans of marriage, the plans of kiddushin. But we're still talking about what? Marriage-related discussions. How much money do you have? How many fields do you have? Right? What service for how many do you want to buy for the China? Right? All the different kinds of important questions that people deal with. Marriage-related questions. So therefore, again, they weren't discussing. So I'll say, so Abaye's chiddush over here is, or I should say, Abaye's chiddush over here is, even if they're not explicitly discussing kiddushin, but they're discussing marriage-related discussions, that, and the money was given in that context, according to Rabbi Yossi, that'll still be effective kiddushin. And I will say that is in fact what we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, that as long as whether there's an explicit discussion of kiddushin happening between the two of them, or some marriage related discussion happening between the two of them, and money is given in the midst of that discussion, the conveyance of the kesef kiddushin will be appropriate.
So,
well, that's why we don't do this today.
You're talking, and he
hands
her some money.
No. Remember, there's a lot more. The Gemara says this requires eidos. This requires a lot of other things, right? So this is not. And again, remember, I want to be clear. If look, Nechemia, you could tie it much easier. Why isn't every single time that a man gives a woman an engagement ring? Why isn't that not kiddushin? So there's two reasons for it. Number one, because neither party has das that it's kiddushin. That's number one. Number two, there's usually no eidos. So both of those things. But you know, if you're looking to introduce a new chumrah, I think, you know, it's been a while since Klal Yisrael has had a new chumrah. You know, it could very well be that a chassan gives a ring of bekavana, this, not kesig, but you don't really have to do it because contextually it's clear that kiddushin is not being affected, especially for the reason that today we do everything under the chuppah. So says the Gemara, So this is the halacha. That technically speaking, again, if a man were to give a woman so money, and it, without an explicit declarative statement of Hari At Mikudesh Asli, but gives it in the context either of a conversation about Kiddushin or other marriage-related topics, then in fact that conveyance would affect Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yemar Ravashi, Ve'ala Hadam Rabbi Yehuda Amashmuel, Lo Kol Sheni Odeyabitiv, Gein the Kiddushin, Lo Yehelo Eisek Imayim. So we'll listen to this. We'll see this actually a little bit later on. That the Gemara discusses, whoever does not know what they're doing in matters of marriage or divorce should not get involved with it. I was about to say, this is actually a huge, huge, hugely important principle. That if you don't understand the halachas concerning marriage or divorce, all the halachic intricacies, do not be a mesader kiddushin and do not be a mesader gittin. Why? Because they both say people who affect marriage and divorce have incredible responsibility and they are making homes, dissolving homes, and if they make mistakes, run the risk of creating a proliferation of mamzerim within Klal Yisrael. So says the Gemara, when we say that principle later on, which we'll discuss, that whoever doesn't know what they're doing with gittin and kiddushin should not be involved with them, does that mean afilu lo shmir alei ha derav hunam or shmuel? So it says, here's what's interesting. So when we say you have to know about Kiddushin, so how much do you have to know? Do you even have to know this statement of Rav Huna in the name of Shmuel that halacha follows Rabbi Yossi? Amar le einachinam. He said, yes. This is even something that you must have in your halachic base of knowledge in order to be the kind of person who's involved in Gittin and Kiddushin. Says the Gemara v'chim begirushin, nasan l'gitav amar lahari at mishulech hasarad migureshes sarad v'teres tachol adam harehi migureshes. So let's remember, what did we say before? According from the Braisa, that by Gerushin also, if he gave her a get, and he said to her, you are sent away, you are chased away, you are muteres to every single person, she is Mugureshes. So the Gemara says, Pshita, is that not obvious? No, excuse me, Pshita, it's obvious. Nasan lagita va'amra la l'ishto, hari at bas chorin. So if a man gave a get to his wife, and he said to her, you are free, v'avam adeis, lo amra v'lo klomar. Such a statement is meaningless. Amar la l'shivchaso, if a man said to his maidservant, Hari at muteres l'chol adam, if he said to his maidservant, you are muteres to every single person, lo amar v'lo klum, such a statement is meaningless. So we'll say, see here what's happening over here? He's switching the lashonos. So if he says to his wife, you are a bas chorin, you're free, such a statement is meaningless. Why? Because we'll say, a husband doesn't own his wife. So what do you mean you're free? She was free when she was married also. She's married, but she was free. So to use that type of lashon is irrelevant. So too, if a man says to his shifcha, to his maidservant, you are muteris to every single person, but again, she was muteris anyway beforehand. So lemaisa, again, such a statement is meaningless. Amrlo l'ishto, hari at la'atzmeich mahu. What happens if a man says to his wife, literally, you are now for yourself. In other words, that you now have full rights to yourself. To yourself. You are now for yourself. Is that a proper lashon of gerushin? So mi amrina l'malacha kamerla. So on one hand, you could say maybe he's just talking about her earnings. That now she has the right to keep her earnings. Oh, do the other possibility is legamri kamerla. Or maybe he's saying no. Maybe he's saying for divorce. That literally again, literally that she's divorced. To which the Gemara says, Right. So the Shukra Flip, I'm sorry. Lagamri Kamrla, maybe this is talking about the Shivcha. So maybe he's saying ultimately, and he's, I'm sorry, this is about the Shivcha. If he said to Hari, Achla Atzmeich, you are to yourself, you belong to yourself, ultimately, again, is he just giving the Shivcha the right to her earnings, or is he actually emancipating her? Amalei Rabbi Rabashi, so Rabbi said to Rabashi, Tashma, we learned, Disanya, Gufo shall get Shichrer. But say, what is the text of a get Shichrer? Hari ata ben chorin, hari ata la'atzmecha. So you are a ben chorin, right? You are free. You are to yourself. To which the Gemara says, Hashta uma eved kinani dekaneli gufei ki amrle hari ata la'atzmecha legamri kamrla isha delokani gufa lokol shekin. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. To which the Gemara suggests, if a man says to his slave, hari ata la'atzmecha, you now belong to yourself. Such a lashon is a proper lashon of emancipation. So says the Gemara like this: an eved is fully owned by his master. So if for an eved, a lashon of hari atla atzmecha, you belong to yourself, is a proper lashon of shichur, of emancipation, and allows the eved to regain autonomy to himself, then what? It should certainly work for gittin. In other words, if it's enough to go ahead and free someone who is owned by the adon, then what? Then it's certainly a powerful enough lashon to affect divorce for a woman who is not owned by her husband. So mostly, what happens if a person says to his servant, I no longer have anything to do with you? Right? I no longer have anything to do with you. What's the status of that statement? Is that a proper statement for emancipation or not? So mi amrinon ainli esik b'chalagamrei doesn't mean I have nothing to do with you at all. Namely, I'm emancipating you. Or maybe what it's saying is I have no dealings with you. In other words, that for your earnings are yours, but I still own you as a slave. If a person sells his slave to a Gentile, the halacha is that what? The slave goes here. This is a knas, a rabbinic penalty. That if you sell your, this is an Eved Kenani, you sell your Eved Kenani, your non-Jewish slave, who's partially Jewish upon becoming a slave, and fully Jewish upon emancipation, but if you sell him to an idolater, to a non-Jew, to a Gentile, there's a rabbinic penalty that the slave automatically goes free, v'tzarech get shichur me'rabba rishon. But the master, the Jewish master, must write for him a get shichur, a document of emancipation. When is that true? The chapter I get shichur. Shilokasav alav ono, when you didn't write a shtar ono. Avakasav alav ono, but if you wrote a shtar ono, zehu shichruro, this indeed is the emancipation of the Eved. So he says, hechi dami ono. By the way, what is a shtar ono? Amarav Sheshes, the cost of law, where he wrote to the Eved, Kishativrach mimenu, when you run away from your master, Ainli Esek Becha, I have nothing to do with you. So what do you see from here? You see from here that the Lashon of Ainli Esek Becha, I have nothing to do with you, is what? Is a Lashon of emancipation. Is a verbiage of emancipation. So it comes out, Halacha Lamaisa over here is, for an Eved as well as for an Isha, if the master or the husband were to use Lashon of Ainli Esek Becha, I have nothing to do with you. For marriage purposes, that is a proper lashon of divorce. That is a lashon that means divorce. And therefore, again, if a husband gives the get and makes that declaration, that is a proper statement of divorce. And for the owner of an eved, for the owner of a slave, that is a proper lashon of emancipation as well. Amar Abaye, we'll say, now we get to an interesting sugya. Hamekadesh b'milva. Listen to this. What happens if a man is mekadesh woman with a loan? I will say, now, what does he mean, Kadesh B'milva? Look at Rashi. HaMekadesh B'milva. Let's listen to this. Reuven lent Rachel $1,000. Lent her $1,000. And now again, he says to her, become mekudeshes to me with the loan that I gave. In other words, what does he want to do? He's going to forgive the loan. So I'm going to forgive the loan and just become mekudeshes to me with the money of the loan. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? Eina mekudeshes. It does not work. Now this is actually quite fascinating. Look at Rashi. Why doesn't it work? Eina mekudeshes. Tekicha kicha miste Ephron gamrinon. Yoev midi. So first of all, so we're going to see, remember, where did we learn out kesef from? We learned out kesef, the ability to be mekadesh with money. From where? From kicha kicha miste Ephron. We'll say, you should know, we had the incredible privilege. We learned this gemara in Maras HaMachpela. I was learning this gemara in Chevron. It's absolutely amazing. So remember, we learn out kicha kicha from Stei Ephron. That was the first day. It wasn't so pashat. Now everybody was up. But plus, I learned the sugya in Marasmacha. I think some other people joined. So says the Gemara, so say, listen to this. So we learn from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, we learn that when you're Mekadish a woman with money, the money has to be given. It has to be an item that's transferred. Rashi says over here, this is actually quite amazing. The way halacha views alone is the following. If I lend Reuven $1,000 to a regular loan case, there's a concept of milva lo tzanitna, which means the moment I give Reuven $1,000, I lend him the money, that money is his. That money is his. It's not viewed in halacha as if $1,000 of mine is in his possession. That money is his. When the due date comes, he's obligated to repay me money. But you hear that distinction? See, you could view a loan as, I have $1,000 that's in the possession of Reuven. Halacha doesn't say that. Halacha says, I gave Reuven $1,000, and again, at some future date, which is the date of repayment, he owes me that money. But right now, none of my money is in his possession. He owns the money that I gave him. Therefore, the Gemara suggests the following. If a man goes ahead and lends money to a woman, and he says, become mikudeshes to me with the money I gave you, that doesn't work. Why? It doesn't work because that money is already owned by her. In order for kiddushin to be effective, a man has to give a woman an item of consideration, item of value. Forgiving a loan is not considered to be conveyance of an item of value. Why? Because she already owns that $1,000. Therefore, she's not mikudeshes. However, listen to this. Bahanos milba. However, again, if he's mikadisha with the benefit of the loan, mikudeshes, then it works. However, va'asra la'asos came in neha aramas ribis. But you can't do it. Why? Because it looks like interest. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? Hai hana'as milva hechi dami. What is the case of the benefit? What does it mean, hana'as milva, the benefit of the loan? Ilema da'askafa da'amarla arba b'chamisha ha'ribis ma'al yasu. Sifuna sirabo said that what? That originally he had said, I'm going to lend you four silver pieces, you're going to pay me back five, and I'll forgive the fifth. Habos said, so that's ribis, that's interest. That's real interest. So again, of course that's not going to work. Va'od, hainu milva. So, and furthermore, again, that's the actual case of the loan, to which the Gemara says, Lotzricha de'arvach le zimno. Oh, we'll say, what's the case? The case over here is lemaisa, again, where what? He extends the duration of the loan. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Lotzricha de'arvach le zimno. Listen to this. What's the case? The case over here is where he says to her, I'm going to extend the loan. The loan was due on Purim. I'm going to extend it on Pesach. I will say, now there is a value associated with loan extensions. So what we literally say is, he says to the woman, you would have paid my friend to try to go ahead and appease me. What's the value? Meaning there's a value ultimately, again, of extending the loan. That value of extending the loan, that's the amount ultimately, again, that I'm going to be mekadesh you with. So I'll say, so remember, that's a new value. That's a new value. So that value, again, is something that has value to you. I'm giving you that right to extend the loan, and I'm being mekadesh you with that particular value. I'm sorry? Because again, there's no build. I'm not building onto the principal. You don't have to pay me back anymore. I'm not asking you for any more money. You're not paying me anymore. There's a value. You're asking me for a new term on the loan. So therefore, again, there's a new term on the loan. You would have asked Reuven. The way Rashi sets this up is if let's say I lent Rachel money and she wanted to extend the loan, what she would have done is she would have gone over to my friend Shimon and she would have said, Shimon, go ahead and tell Silber that I'm having some difficult times. Ask him if he doesn't mind extending the loan. So that value that you would have paid Shimon to go ahead and come to me, that's not ribis, because that's not building on anything to the actual principle of the loan. That's an additional privilege that I want in the loan. So that value ultimately, again, could affect kiddusha. So let's just do another line. Says the Imam Rava, Heilach mana al menashe tachzir reuli. Was an interesting case. So let's say again, Rava says, let's say a man says to a woman, take this mana. Actually, I shouldn't say man says. A person says, take this money. On the condition that you return the money to me. So I'll say what this sounds like is a matana. A gift on the condition to return it. So again, this doesn't work with transactions. So for example, again, if I want to buy land, if I want to buy land for Reuven. I said, Reuven, I'm going to give you this $1,000 to buy the land on the condition that you give it back, give the money back to me. It doesn't work to affect real estate transactions. Be'isha in mekudeshes, it won't work for kiddushin. But if a man says to a woman, Hari'at mekudeshes li, right? Be'tabaz zu amanasha tachzireyuli. I'm giving you this, right? This is your kiddushin ring, but give it back to me. It doesn't work. Be'pidyon aben, or a man wants to hold his son, he gives the coin, the five silver pieces, says to the coin, this is yours, on the condition you give it back to me. It does not work. However, be'truma yatsa. But interestingly enough, Rabbi said, with truma, it does work. We're going to see what this means. With truma, it does work. But Rabbi said, but you can't do it. Why? Because it has the appearance of a coin who's helping out on the threshing floor. And Rabbi said, the concept of the coin helping out on the threshing floor is the idea that Chazal did not want a coin. Look at Rashi. So coin is a case where we don't like the coin helping out on the threshing floor and then collecting his truma. Why? Because it looks like, again, he has some type of arrangement with the balabos to go and get his truma, and that's not appropriate. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem tomorrow with the Mai Kasavar. And again, remember, we're going to try to figure out, we understand why, again, ultimately, at the end of the day, if you went ahead and you gave the money, Amanas Lahakshir, to give it back in all these cases, it makes sense why it doesn't work. We'll discuss tomorrow why it doesn't work in those cases, but why it will work in truma. Shkoyach.